this nation has
there are been. Four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline
greed
in the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Good morning, good morning. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on the radio. I'm Troy Harmon here today with none other than Jarrett McKenzie.
Yes, sir. Glad to be back.
CFP. What does that stand for again?
I believe that's a certified financial planner.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are the
big,
man.
Big
He's a genius.
There.
Yeah, he is a genius. Yeah. And the other voice that you heard was Nick Antonucci. He's a research analyst down in our research department.
Good morning, guys.
All the answers to all the questions.
Always.
On everything.
All the right answers.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're right?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's
just
new.
Answers.
We also have Jacob Keene, who is a relatively new addition to our research department. Yeah. Welcome back.
Again. Didn't screw it up the first time, so I guess he let me back in.
I don't know if we'd go that far. Anyway, no, you did a great job, as always. So, Nick, what's going on in the market? Looks like we're almost flat.
Yeah, pretty much flat, up 9 basis points through Thursday afternoon at the time of this recording.
Yeah, we record Thursday for a Saturday show.
Yep, led higher by the energy sector so far this week. It's up about 3.5%.
Wow, that's,
big. On the back of oil. Oil's really rallied this week, up more than 6.5%.
Yeah, the news, I think, is that Russia has decided that they're going to freeze production. Russia agreed with Saudi Arabia. Yeah, early in the week or over the weekend. So we've seen big moves in oil. You never know about that market. It is absolutely managed.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, utilities have done well this week, up just over 1.25%. And telecom, so you keep seeing those dividend-paying names
that
we've talked about all year, the ones that lead the way.
Yeah, year-to-date, we've got telecommunications up 16.7, utilities up about 15.4, and energy up 17. Almost 17.5.
Yeah, the leading sector year-to-date. And the market's up 6.73% if you listen last week with only a 10-basis-point increase. Not a whole lot has changed for the year-to-date return over the past week, but we did get some important economic data out.
Absolutely. Got international trade. Looks like it the deficit narrowed a little bit.
It did, yeah. You saw imports
contracted, right?
Yeah, right, decreased, which is something you don't typically see. Obviously, we're an importing nation.
Right.
So you saw imports contract, exports picked up a little bit. Then also we had the employment situation last Friday, which was the big release for the week. And you saw 151,000 jobs added
to
the economy.
That's a pretty big decline from our previous months at 270,000, right?
It is, but if you look at three-month moving average, you're still at 232,000. So
yeah,
it's a pretty good three-month average. The last 2 months were impressive, more than 200,000 jobs.
Right. We've got to have, 127,000 to keep up with population growth. Is that it?
Yeah, something like that. And the unemployment rate held steady at 4.9%.
All right. Factory orders came in. They were up 1.9%, which was better than we had seen in July, right? In May and June. The July numbers were better than May and June, which were negative, actually. And then if you look a little deeper, orders for durable goods rose 4.4%, which is in line with the Census Bureau's advance report on just that one specific number, right?
Absolutely.
Non-defense capital goods advanced a strong 10.1%. That's huge. And then we saw core capital goods that gained 1.5%, which was excluding non-defense aircraft, right?
Right. Then Tuesday we got the latest ISM manufacturing index. Not a whole lot of good news coming out of there. You saw the index fall 4.1 points to 51.4, well shy of what the expectation was. That being said, anything above 50 is still expansionary.
Right.
Obviously, it's not good that it fell 4.1 points, but we're not contracting the manufacturing sector as of right now. Details were pretty weak across the board. You saw business activity and new orders dropping to the low 50s. Again, still above the neutral threshold.
Right. Yeah, that number's huge, though. ISM, the index, because it accounts for about a huge portion.
88% of GDP.
GDP.
Right, right. Trade details also softened. You saw new export orders dropping 9 points to 46.5. So it kind of suggests that non-manufacturing segment of the economy might start to see some weakness as well. Hopefully not.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Mortgage applications on Wednesday, you saw a rise again, 0.9%.
This is a weekly number. It gets quite volatile sometimes, but like you said, up 0.9%, led mostly by purchases, 1.2% on the purchase side, 0.7% on the refinance.
It's a little bit different than we've been seeing. I feel like refinance has been leading the way for the most part, but you know, housing data overall has been pretty solid.
Right, yeah. Jobless claims look like they unexpectedly fell during the week. But it really is not a huge differential. If you look at the four-week moving average, which is where we always focus, the longer indicator with a longer measurement period is usually a bit less volatile and more indicative of what's going on in the market. And it dipped by 1750. So we're still, has been, for 2 years now? Employment situation has been the absolute best piece of the economic data that we've been seeing.
Certainly not what the Fed is waiting on.
No, what do you make of what happened last week? I know we covered it, but it seemed like the market was waiting on employment situation. We see numbers that were a little bit weaker than expected, and the next thing you know, you've got the stock market that has rallied a bit, right?
Yeah. It's back to the bad news is good news, I guess, although it's not really bad news. It wasn't awful number.
Right.
Not everything's going to be positive and beat expectations every single time. And I think that's something that gets overlooked. As soon as there's one, bad piece of data,
the market assumes
things are awful. When that's really, in all reality, that's not the case.
The market only wants it to be bad enough that the Fed won't raise rates. We've kind of gotten reliant on the easy money, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and if you look at the past 5 years in August, it's actually been a rough month for jobs. So
not a huge shock here.
It's not out of character for August to have a slight pullback.
Right. We saw interest rates change a little bit, actually more than normal in a week's time. The two-year Treasury rate fell 7.1 basis points, which is 0.07%, right?
Yep.
Five-year fell as well, a little bit more than that, 7.4 basis points. And then the 10-year and the 30-year both rose, but it was minimal.
Sure, but it is different than what we've been seeing recently.
Right, it's a steepening of the yield curve, which we haven't seen in a while. Mortgages, 30-year average rose 9 basis points. Maybe that's the reason that some of these folks got off their couch and went and refinanced, but still the refinance number wasn't huge. You can still get a 30-year mortgage, 3.56%.
Cheap.
Unbelievably cheap, and has been for a long time. One other piece that we saw this week, Apple. It's always big news when Apple comes out with a brand new product.
Yeah, obviously all eyes were there to kind of see what Apple would release. Is the iPhone 7 going to be, game-changing, or is it just the rumored enhancements of losing the headphone jack and a faster chip.
Right?
It was. So kind of the top five takeaways from the Apple event, as we just stated, no headphone jack.
Yep.
They have increased the minimum storage, so the iPhone now starts at a 32 gig. It used to start at a 16 gig prior to this.
Right.
You get a new camera upgrade, which from what I read, there's two cameras that are going to give you a sharper image, better zoom. It's a 12-megapixel camera. The battery life is improved, which is a function of the faster processor, more efficient processor.
So it's not really that the battery technology moved all that much. It was just the fact that
more efficient processor
is going to make it work less energy.
Right. And then you also had some changes to the Apple Watch. One other thing to note on the phone is it comes in two new colors. You can get gloss black or matte black. So all in all, there's not huge. Yeah, exactly. Revolutionary.
It wasn't enough to say that Apple's going back to its old innovative ways.
Right. The hope is that enough people have held on to their sixes, which was 2 years ago initially, that it is time for that refresh cycle, and you'll start seeing people get rid of that six and upgrade to the new 7, and hopefully that'll drive iPhone sales higher in the next quarter, and as a result, Apple stock. At least that's what we hope.
Yeah, so how long before all of us are going to have to use that Bluetooth earbuds?
Oh, the earbuds, yeah.
Now,
you can still hook up a wired one. They'll give you an adapter, but you're right. They're trying to push those new earbuds, the wireless ones, that are $160.
Is that all?
That's it.
But
you get a set. You don't get the wireless ones. You get wired ones with the phone.
You get wired with no headphone jack.
But it'll plug into the Lightning cable charger, okay. That little port.
I don't, be honest with you, I'm not sure exactly.
Choice confused.
I'm shocked that you Android users mentioned the waterproof feature.
Oh, you're right. It is.
Make a phone call
and the watch is water resistant. Yeah, for all those important
phone
calls in the shower.
Yeah, Nick, don't Snapchat me from the shower, please. Anyway.
You would think of that.
I would not think of that. I'm trying not to think of that. Anyway, let's take a break here real quick. We'll come back with a dog of the week, and then we'll answer some questions. So you all hang on right where you are. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.